Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, Rob?
Yes.
Hey, yes sir, it's Andy here calling back with Local Splash for regards to the first page campaign on Google. How are you? How's your day going so far?
Pretty good, how about you?
I'm doing great, doing great. It feels like a Tuesday, but one more day, right? Not that we're counting, so almost there. And yes sir, just want to touch base with you here. I know you're extremely interested in the A to Z marketing campaign. We had to lock in Google Maps, Facebook ads, Google ads combined. I wanted to touch base, see if you had any questions or anything I could answer for you about the month-to-month program.
Yeah, I reviewed all the info you sent me yesterday afternoon, and when I got home in the evening, went through all your emails and stuff, and it boils down to one more hurdle for me. And because we're a small company, we're growing, you know, I only have X amount of advertising dollars to spend, and that's going to change as we grow and capture more market share. I just I'm having a hard time getting past $500 a month, you know, for ad spend at this point, in our business plan. So I was wondering if you could do anything about that. I know you said I believe the number you sent to me by email was $549 for everything, including all the items we discussed, and also Facebook.
Sure. Yeah, that is the lowest. I mean, I try to get it down to even just the whole package lower. I've been speaking with my director, but the minimum that Google allows for Google ads is $300. So that's kind of tough. That's a really good price. I mean, normally you would pay almost double that depending on how many clicks you're getting, and you're not even knowing if it's converting. So I mean, yeah, that's kind of the lowest we could go as far as that price. What we can do as an option for you, just so you can kind of see how the program works and you can kind of see a nice return, you could start off with the Platinum or the Premier Platinum package, and as you start seeing your return in the month or you start seeing some good clients where you're getting your money back, you could always call us and say, hey guys, I'm ready to add on the Google ads for $300 if that's what you want to do as an option later on. And that's what a lot of people do, just so they could start the program, start seeing a nice return with at least a $249 Facebook ad program, and it's not so costly as far as getting it started.
Well, I appreciate that, Offerman. I think you mentioned that to me yesterday also, but I rather go full bore, you know, full speed
right
ahead.
That's what I recommend as well. I mean,
because time is precious, and the spring is around the corner here, and that's when people start thinking about renovations and stuff, and then right after that we're gonna have tax
season,
you know, tax season, you know, and so I also recall what you said yesterday about you know, by the time you guys get up to speed, it's going to take you 10 to 14 days. That's still accurate, right?
That's 100% correct. Yeah, absolutely, with the Facebook ads. And so it does take a little bit of time of programming, but that's really fast compared to other companies that take up to 90 days to get you live and verified. Mm-hmm. But nice thing about it also, Rob, if it comes to those slow times where you're kind of slow on work or you're booked out or you can't take on jobs, we also have a seasonal pause or a hold you could put on the campaign, and we wouldn't bill you for that month that you have it on hold either. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't aware of that. Was that included in your email? Because I didn't see that.
That's bundled in with the programming. It wasn't in the email, but all of our terms and conditions do outline that we do have seasonal holds. And then when we read off the terms and conditions on the recorded line, it does also outline that you could put it on pause, and we wouldn't bill you for that month that you have it on hold. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay. That requires what? Just a phone call to you guys, and you guys put it on pause?
That's correct. Yeah, as long as you give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due, which is the 9th, you could put it on a hold or pause or discontinue. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, when you guys do the Facebook ad, again, and I know you talk to many people, because of the nature of your job, but again, around here in my immediate area, my zip code, my 100-mile radius, there's about less than 5 of us that do all this, the type of work that we're doing. And by far, and I know we discussed this before because I have my book with me now, by far, the guys who are getting the biggest chunk of the pie, biggest slice of the pie, are Leaf Home Safety Solutions. Now, they they're you know, from what I'm told, they're on Facebook, they're on Google, they're in print media, they're in newspapers, they're everywhere, you know. And
sure,
I have no idea what they spend, but I have friends of mine who are connected with that outfit, who've installed for them in the past, who know some of the management there, and the word trickling down to me is that by far their greatest source of success is Facebook advertising for bathroom renovations.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing comes close. Like, second is obviously Google, but the majority of their work is seniors, as you can appreciate, you know, seniors as they say, aging in place. You know, and they're on Facebook, and they'll make a comment to, you know, a friend or somebody that they're looking to, you know, convert a bathroom, a bathtub to a shower or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, there's
ad popping up. Yeah.
So
it kind of works. Very true.
Yeah, how do you guys address something like that? Because the reason why I'm doing this, Andy, and I'm pretty sure you're smart enough to figure it out, I want a piece of that pie. I mean, and if it works, and we start, obviously I'm reasonable. I'm not going to get all that pie in 6 months, but if we start making monthly progress where we get 6%, 8%, 15% of their action, 25%, that's where I want to go. That's the direction I want to go in, because I know this, and I know we also talked about this. If somebody were to put us all in a room, all the four guys that do this kind of work in this area, put us all in a room, and based on price alone and quality, everybody has reasonable quality, we have outstanding quality, but based on price alone, it's not even close. We destroy the competition. And time and time again, I'm told over and over again by jobs that, you know, I find on my own, and they'll say, well, I wish I would have found out about you 6 months ago or last year. My daughter, my son, my husband, my nephew, my niece spent, you know, a fortune on a conversion. So the reason why I'm telling you this story is that that's my mission. That's what I want to do. But I also want to craft the Facebook ads, if it's possible. You tell me. You're the expert. I want to craft the advertising campaign on Facebook and Google such that there's a black and white number there for the services offered, because nobody does that. None of my competition says, I'm going to give you, for example, I've got an ad running here locally in a print magazine, right? I've got an ad. I'm the only guy of all my competition that says, get the shower in this photograph for X amount of dollars. Everybody else is all the baloney, focus. You know, free estimate, free design, you know, free shower door, all this baloney in the hopes of getting you in the front door. And then it's the old classic bait and switch, right? And I don't want to do that. I don't have the patience for that. That's not my MO. You know, I just want to give people the best bang for their buck and grab as much business as I can. I want to be basically like, like why do people go to Walmart? The reason why they walk in that front door is because of pricing.
Yeah, as simple as very that. True.
Yeah,
I agree.
There's no other reason why everybody goes to Walmart or Target or whatever it is. And so I want to set myself apart from the competition. I don't want to be like my competition and just copy their ads. You know, they got photographs and all these fancy brochures and all this nonsense. You know what I mean? To me, we'll get the person to call you or email you or fill out a virtual chat request, whatever. Inevitably, it boils down to price, does it not?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's what people want. They want the best price with the best quality product, right? And a really nice thing about this, you have it correct. I mean, that's the best way to advertise nowadays is Facebook ads. And a really nice thing about it is we'll have a technician team and an analytical dashboard that you could actually track. But what we're looking at is what's converting, how people are searching, and it's also geo-targeted and also targeted marketing. So you could target certain demographics, even down to age groups or even genders with that Facebook ad, and that's what people love. If you want a certain age group, maybe targeting maybe people 40 and up, that's exactly what we'll be able to target with that Facebook ad. So it's really nice. It's a huge conversion tool. And you have it correct. I mean, as soon as they type in a word or search phrase, anything related to your service on Google, it'll show up automatically. Your name with ads, photos, and also displaying that ad that you just mentioned to me that you offer that flat rate for that product or that service. So So absolutely. I do have it notated here. And is it that same ad that I see on your website, or is that something different? The limited time, 7,000?
Very, very similar for that. I mean, the package is essentially the same. I just, Yeah, in the local print media here, because of lack of leads, you know, and the fact that I need more work, you know, I've even cut that price down a little bit more. But, and this is the thing, you see, this is the big unknown.
Great price.
Yeah, which I hope we're going to discover going forward together is that, you know, what is the potential in this area? I don't even know that. I mean, I'm hoping we can find out in the next 3 to 6 months. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I want to know.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, like, you know, how many conversions are available out there at that price point? That's what I want to know. Because if I know that, or I get a clue or get close to it, then I know what I have to do to eliminate my competition.
Understood. No, absolutely.
They cannot get that low. These guys are huge operations. They're huge brick and mortar places. They got tons of staff, tons of overhead. They got, you know, just all kinds of fat that you can imagine that any big corporation has, including their sales team, everybody else. And we're just lean, mean, hungry.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to absolutely. That's perfect. And with this ad, it's not going to be hidden just on the website. Now you're displaying it on a digital platform. It'll show up on the Facebook ad. We could also write it on the live post on the Google listing. So absolutely, definitely something we're going to be able to advertise and showcase across the internet whenever they type in your keyword. So thank you for letting me know. And nice thing about it also, I mean, just talking about percentages, right, and analytics, I mean, just before I grabbed the call, or before I even talked to you here last time we spoke, the initial time we spoke, I should say, I basically notate everything, right? But just at that time, in the last 30 days, for just a 40-mile radius, 50 at the max, and I don't know if you remember this, but there was 1,812 searches performed at that time. So that's huge for your keywords. And that's just a 50-mile radius. But if you look at the smallest percentage, yeah, of the world is 1%, right? And 1% of 1,812 is 18. And Rob, if you have 18 people calling in 1 month, engaged and clicking on that ad that you just mentioned and ready to hire you, if you're capitalizing on even 10 or 11 or even one of those jobs, I mean, it's going to offset the 549 and everything else is just a beautiful return for you that month, right?
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. I just,
absolutely.
Want to get there, and so this data you just pulled it off. You said the 1812 number.
Yeah, that was the first time we actually spoke. So I don't know if you remember, that was the 19th of January when we spoke. So that was from December 19th to January 19th. So that's huge, and that's like the peak winter months, right? And that's a good amount of people that need your service. And
right. So a few more questions here, if you don't mind. Who will actually be in charge of crafting the Facebook ad? Who would be the person that I'll be communicating with, saying, hey, you know, I see the ads you guys have posted. I'm happy with them, or I want to tweak them, or is anybody going to be in charge of that?
Great question. Yeah, I'm always going to be the lead on the account, so you could always call me directly. But you'll have a technician team and also an assigned technician. Really nice, really smart, and they'll conduct a client interview with you. And they'll ask you about the ad, what specifics you want to run, if you're offering any other credits, if there's certain cities you want to run their ads in, you know, just to make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's and represent you properly across the internet. Mm-hmm. Of course. Absolutely.
And assuming we go ahead with this, what is the first order of business? Can you walk me through the steps, day one, day three, five, day seven, all that?
Great. Yeah, absolutely. The first thing we'll do here is create the profile, which is going to verify the information, what we have on file. You're also going to get a welcome email and also a welcome text message while we're on the phone together. And it outlines everything, your service, your terms, that it's month to month. There's no contracts. It's a locked in payment. And then we'll conduct a voice verification, it's called. So that part is on a recorded line, and it just outlines the service agreement, Rob. It just outlines that it's month to month, $549. There's no added surcharge, tax, or fee for click or per lead. And that part's just an added protection for you. As soon as we finish that, we'll lock in a client interview with the technician that best fits your schedule. And really nice, that's where we start creating the content, start uploading the photos, and also the advertising you want specifically for your campaign.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And who will be tweaking the website, like you mentioned before? Who's going to who's going to modernize it, bring it into current state of the art technology and all that stuff.
Yeah, it'll be the same. Be doing the same phone call during the client interview. We'll do everything. The website, it'll be ads, creating the Facebook listing, and also the map campaign. We usually block out an hour window, just so we could kind of create everything as far as content and get everything created.
Mm-hmm. A 1 hour window. Okay. The other thing that I mentioned to you yesterday, I know you recall, so I had somebody else doing some Facebook ads and it didn't work out. And it's not working out, and I'm in the process of getting rid of that other campaign. So I don't know how that's gonna affect you guys when you go into Facebook. I mean, we have all the logins, obviously. There are accounts. Sure. We own them, set up. So I can't imagine anything silly going on. But
great question. Yeah, I mean, as far as just us taking over management of the campaign, if you have full login and full access to your listing, what'll happen is your technician during the client interview is going to walk you through assigning us as the new manager for your listing. So it'll be during the client interview that we kind of walk you through how to assign us as the new manager for your Facebook ads. And then from moving forward, I mean, you don't have to pay for those ads or per click or per impression. It's bundled in with that $549 package every month moving forward with us.
Mm-hmm. All right. So once we move forward and get to that step, what you're saying is that the other person that was doing my Facebook ad campaign will be locked out, basically.
That is correct. Yeah, they'll be locked out completely. They won't be able to access it and make adjustments or changes. We'll be the new assigned account manager for that Facebook. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Is that instantaneous, or is that like a is that immediate once we go through this, as you call it, this interview thing?
That's correct. Yeah, they'll walk you through the steps as soon as we're on the phone, how to assign us as the manager. So absolutely, they'll be assigned immediately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what always puzzled me from the outset, from our first conversation, I know we had several, is that you stress over and over again, and you recall the one phone call we had with my, my son also, right? That we are no longer going to be clicks on Facebook or Google or anywhere, and that you guys absorb the cost of the clicks. And my son had a very interesting comment about that. He was saying that so if you guys absorb the cost of the clicks, whether it's Facebook or Google or wherever, then how do we know how many clicks we're getting? How do we know Like, you guys arbitrarily decide to acquire more clicks, or like how? I'm confused because on a pay by click, which I've had in the past, and it's been a failure. You never know anything. All you know is that you're paying X amount a day, whether it's Facebook or Google, and that's all you know. You know what I mean? You don't know how many people you're reaching. You don't know how wide a net you're casting. So am I making any sense? Do you understand my question?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So the way it works is with the ad campaign, the two ad campaigns, right? With the Facebook, we're investing $99 directly out of your ad budget or your payment directly into your Facebook ads. As far as the Google ads, it'll be $300 invested directly into your Google ad campaign. Mm-hmm. So the way it works is, yes, sir.
Sorry, $99 is per month?
No, your question again, I'm sorry, what was that?
The $99, you said you're investing $99. What is that, for what, for a week, for a month, or?
That's for the whole month, yeah, absolutely. That's covering the whole month. But the way it works is us being premier channel partners is we get a reduced rate on the click and the impression. So with other people paying dollars, right, $20, $15, $10, $5, just depending on the keyword, We get a per click percent as far as the click since we're premier Google channel partners. So it spreads out a lot longer. Of course, you also have the capability to invest more into your ads if you see that you want to put more into your ad campaign. But that's exactly how it works. Out of that $549, $300 is going into your Google ads, and then $100 is going directly to your Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But if, like we were saying a few minutes ago, Andy, if Facebook is the primary source of the local guy here with all the biggest slice of the pie, shouldn't we be investing more in Facebook?
Yeah, you can. Absolutely. If you want to put another $100 into Facebook ads, that's not a problem. We could always do that, and it'd just be $649, and we'll just add another $100. But with that Facebook ads and the Google ads, it's a difference in price. Google ads are a lot more expensive, so that's why they're at $300. Facebook ads are a lot more affordable. So that's why we're investing the $100 into that campaign.
Mm-hmm. I see. And you're saying at any time during this process, I could just call you and say, "Hey, Andy, bump up to Facebook another $100 a month or $200 a month." I could do that for both.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. You could always add more into the ad budget. Absolutely. There's never any charge or adjustment for changes or adding more into the campaign. It's all included. Right. So absolutely, just let us know how much you want to invest, and we'll put that directly into your advertising. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right. What do most people do, like the size of our company? Is that a good starting point?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people call in all the time to add more into their ad budget and, to invest more. Really, they want to see the return on investment first, and then they circle back and always invest and add more into their campaigns.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But with this amount, I mean, that's more than enough for that month. And even if you have left over, it always rolls over to the next month. So if, say, you only use about $80 worth of clicks for your Facebook ads, that other remaining $20 rolls over to the next month. So it always goes back into your campaign.
Mm-hmm. That'll show on a dashboard?
That'll show on the dashboard, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Okay, let's roll. Let's go ahead.
You're going to love it. Absolutely. And I'll create the profile here. Just verify the business information and how you want it to appear. And business name and how you want it to show. I have Marathon Bath Systems. Is that correct with an S?
That's right, yeah. Marathon Bath
Systems,
yeah.
Love that name. Very nice name.
Yeah, whatever's showing on our website is all up to date and accurate.
Okay. Very nice. Let's go off the side. I just want to verify just to make sure I have it correct here. And then the primary number, Google does allow just one number for the first page listing. Would you like to use the number on the site, the 734-858-0804 for new and potential clients, this number?
Yes, sir.
Very nice. And I also have the 313-550-9556. Would you want to use that as a secondary line in the contact just in case we need to call to you about updates? Or is this your son's phone number by chance?
Yeah, the way I set that up, Andy, is that the first number you mentioned is for all the business calls, leads, everything, and the second number is my personal cell, and I don't mind if you or anybody that works for you calls me on that number. That way,
you got it.
That way, I know when a lead is coming in, it's coming in on the Marathon number.
Understood. Yes, sir. Just wanted to verify. Perfect. So yeah, we wouldn't display that personal line. That's just for internal purposes about updates about your campaign. So thank you.
All right.
And then. Yeah, we're going to patch over that welcome email with everything in writing, your terms, everything we're including with your program and package. Would you want everything sent to that initial email that you have provided last night, the marathonbathsystems@gmail.com? Is that the best email address for you guys?
That's the best, yeah.
All righty. Very nice. And then just to organize the campaign on our end, what is your last name, Rob?
My last name is the same as the governor of Florida. You ever heard of him?
No, sir. What's his last name?
You never heard of the governor of Florida? He's all over the news. Governor DeSantis.
Oh, Cruz? That's not him.
No,
say it again?
Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida.
DeSantis. Okay. Very nice. I'm going to type that in.
And my last name is D as in David, E, S as in Sam, A, N as in Nancy, P, I, S as in Sam.
Got it. Thank you so much. And then just to make sure, the first name, is it just Robert or is it just Rob, just to make sure?
Robert is fine. Robert shows up on all the advertising. I mean,
okay.
Is there any way I could add my son there as co-subscriber or something? Because sometimes, you know, he helps me out with this stuff. You know, he's the one that put together the web page for me. So can I add him,
sure.
him there as a back in case he has to call in? I want him to have full authority, you know, to call in and do whatever.
Of course you can. Absolutely. And that's what I was going to ask here. So he's going to be kind of like a co-owner, an assistant for the campaign as well. And he has full access. We're also going to have a security question. So as you start growing, maybe you have a certain department or maybe a secretary that kind of handles the marketing. We'll ask anybody that calls in the security question just so we protect your online listings at all costs as well. But absolutely. And then just have your son's first name down. What is your his first and last name?
First name is Michael. Same last name as mine.
Of course. Very nice. Thank you. And then did you want to put a primary number down for him just in case he calls in? We have that on file that it's him? Or
Yeah. Let me dig it up here. I got him as obviously saved as a contact, but never as a...
never really memorized it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a 734 number. I know that. Let's see here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, 734-596-1368.
1368. Very nice, thank you. And as far as the business hours and how you want it to appear on the first page, Rob, what hours are you open for service calls and phone calls?
I believe that's already on our Google page. I think it's 8. I think it's 8 till 6 or 8 till 5.
Yeah, 8 to 6.
Yeah, that's what it says.
And it's Monday through Saturday and Sunday closed. You still want it displayed like that?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday and then Sunday closed, yeah.
Okay, very nice. And then once you're done with the job, clients, how can they pay you? Are you accepting just check in cash, or do you accept Visa, MasterCard, or Apple Pay?
Yeah, so far checks, you know, because I'm signed up with Angie, as you recall, and Angie will take credit cards, but, you know, nobody wants to pay the 3%. You know, the 3% processing fee for credit cards. So I haven't pursued that. If this takes off and this campaign does well, as you and I both hope, then, you know, I'm okay to setting up some kind of, you know, as you call it, payment system.
Sure. Of course. So just checking cash at the moment. Very nice. Awesome. Right. And if you want to make any changes, maybe adjust an ad for veteran credits, or maybe you want to switch over the pricing for your current ad you have, or maybe you want to switch over a photo for your Facebook listing. Any adjustments, changes, or anything really included with the program, it's all bundled in. So we're never going to charge you extra for any adjustments. It's all included for free, just for future reference whenever you need to, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely. And yes, sir, what I'll do here is I'm going to go ahead and apply your credit so we can lock in your pricing. Also, since we have you in at a reduced rate, we'll read off a 90-second voice verification. And this part, Robert, just outlines the service agreement that it's $5.49. There's no added surcharge. There's no lead fee or click fee with our ads. And this part is just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead and apply your credits here. And, yeah, to secure the campaign for the $549, what would you like to use, Robert, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. And the name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
The name of the business.
Okay. And the card.
I'm just digging the card out right now.
No worries. Yeah, you said it's Marathon Bath Systems with an S, right? Just make sure.
Right. Yeah, on the card, it's actually Marathon Bath Systems, Inc.
Inc. Okay. Thank you for that.
The number is 5480.
Okay.
0951.
Okay.
0430.
Okay.
7077.
7077. Thank you, sir. Expiration date, month, and year?
826.
And the security code on the back of the card?
444.
444. Thank you so much. And the billing address for the MasterCard, what is the current billing address?
The billing address is 13794 Heritage Road.
Okay.
That's Sterling Heights, two words, Sterling Heights, Michigan. And the zip there is 48312.
48312. All righty. Perfect. And this wouldn't be displayed online. Again, this is just for billing purposes as far as the billing. And what I'll do here is I'm going to go ahead and send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. Within about 1 to 2 minutes while we're still on the phone together, you're going to receive a welcome text and also a welcome email with everything in writing, your invoice, your terms. We're actually going to open it up and review it together while we're on the line. And absolutely, what I'll read off now is just the voice verification. So again, this part just outlines everything we talked about, everything we're including with your package, that it's month to month, there's no contracts with us. And give me 1 second, I'm just going to grab the paper so we can read it off verbatim for you, okay? Thank you. Perfect. And it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. So, yeah, so it states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Marathon Bath Systems.
Thank you. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Robert DeSantis, General Manager.
Thank you, sir. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, Robert, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts in the term of your agreement? During the term of your agreement, I should say?
Yes.
Nice. And I can kind of explain that, Robert. If anybody calls you and, you know, they offer something similar where they want to lock in Google Maps, cover Facebook ads, lock in Google ads, if you hear things that sound similar like optimizing on directories, building your website, advertising on platforms, if you hear anything that sounds similar to our program, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two services you already have with us, okay?
For sure.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir. And the last part here says, for your payment and initial term, an account set up will be charged on today's date, which is February 9th, 2023, and the discounted amount of just $549. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, agreement would automatically renew each month on the same day, the 9th, and the same discounted amount of just $549. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the program in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to these renew and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All righty. I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I mean, I know in my heart, Robert, it's going to be a phenomenal campaign and also a year for you. So, absolutely. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Oh, yeah. I know you're going to love it. No question. And next order of business here is just locking in the client interview with the tech. And what they cover is keywords, areas you want to target. We're also going to revamp the site. So if there's any specifics you'd like for the webpage, like photos or your logo, I'm pretty sure you do. We just want to make sure we cross the T's and dot the I's on the listing. But before I do that, I do want to set up the security question. So like I was mentioning, if you know you or your son or maybe another representative calls in later on as you guys start growing to make changes, we'll ask them the security question just so we protect your online listing at all costs. But as far as the security question options, Robert, I do have the city you're born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use for your campaign?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. Nice. And yes, sir, what was your mother's maiden name?
Benelli.
Benelli. Awesome. Can you spell it for me just so I can have it correct?
Sure. F-A-N-E-L-L-I.
Got it. Finelli. F-A-N-E-L-L-I. Very nice. Thank you.
Right.
Awesome. So I'm going to submit that now. So that's just in case you or your representatives call in. We want to make sure we protect your listing, your ads at all costs. We don't want anybody kind of mishandling it or anything like that that's not supposed to. So just for your protection. And then next thing I will do here is I'm going to open up the calendar for the technician. I'm just going to verify the best time that best fits your schedule. And like I mentioned, we usually block out that hour window just depending on just how many questions you have as far as for the programming. But typically, it can take about 20, 35, 45 minutes at the max, so it shouldn't take up too much of your time. They kind of have already the analytics ready. They could already see kind of the people that are searching in that area as far as the analytical live searches. So we'll kind of make sure to get you programmed exactly how you want. But let's see here. It looks like I have an open slot. I just want to verify with your scheduling, but I do have one available around this time, tomorrow afternoon. Would that work around 4 o'clock for you for that client interview?
Are they only available 5 days a week? No Saturday?
No Saturday. No, so yeah, just Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm.
All right. How late can it be done on a Friday afternoon?
Friday afternoon, we do have, let's see, it looks like I do have the latest slot here at 6, in between 6 and 7 o'clock. Would that work for you, p.m.?
Yeah, the reason why I'm asking is because, as you recall, my son helped start, you know, initiate the whole process, the whole online website. He's way better on computers than I am. I'm concerned that your guy is going to ask me questions, you know, and then I'm going to be stuck, and then we can't complete the mission. You know what I mean? So if I my son gets off work at 5:30 tomorrow night. So if we could do 6, I will chase my son down tonight, and then I can commit to 6 p.m. tomorrow night, local time, obviously 3 o'clock where you are.
Sure.
And that'll work. That way we can do a three-way call.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we'll put you in for 6. I think that'll probably work best for you guys. And again, they're really nice, really smart. And we don't expect you guys to know about zip codes and the whole area, and also how people search the words. You say, hey, we want everything that's on our website. We like these specific services. I want this specific ad that's on my website, Rand. And we'll just grab the information and also look at the analytics for you. So we'll do all the back-end research, so you don't have to do any of it for your campaign. So absolutely, you don't have to kind of be electronically savvy or anything like that to kind of do this. And yeah, we're also going to walk you through our dashboard. So all of our campaigns come with tracking systems. So your son might kind of like it a little bit more, where he could kind of go in, he could track analytics, how many clicks you're getting, how many people are clicking through with your Facebook compared to the Google. And it's just a nice back office tool, so you can monitor your success with this month to month. So that's also included as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you should be getting a welcome text any second now, and I just want to make sure those are corresponding before we disconnect. But it'll just say, yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I got one here. Andy from Local Slash, thank you for choosing Local Slash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Very nice. Yeah, 100%. So if you click on that link, it'll take you to your terms and conditions, everything in writing. You do have a customized site. So, I mean, a customized package where you have the bundle with the Facebook and the Google Maps. So it just outlines everything we're including. And if you have it open, let me know. It's going to say right at the top, it should say Local Slash Terms of Experience.
I have it open, yes.
Awesome. And then you'll see services to the left. So it shows every single service we're including with your package. You're also going to see towards the bottom, you have your pricing, everything we're bundling in with the program. And then right towards the bottom there, you're also going to see where basically it's orange. You can't miss it. It's going to have your first and last name, and it's going to ask you to sign. Basically what that does, Robert, it just locks in the discounted rate, and that's just another added protection for you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just hit the certify, check the box there, and sign.
Yeah, yes, sir. Just check off that box. And then just to make sure, I did spell your first and last name correct, right? DeSantis?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And just signing in the box by doing what? Just scribbling or?
It's not actual signature. It's typing in. I'm just so used to saying signature, signing, you know. But basically, you'll click the box, and then you'll see your screen or your keyboard should pop up on your screen. And then just sign it exactly how you see it on there. It's really case sensitive. So the R has to be capitalized in Robert and then D in your last name. And, as soon as you confirm and sign, it'll take you to a username and password section. So let me know once you're there. I can kind of walk you through what that is, Robert. Mm-hmm.
All right. I got the username and password page up.
Awesome. So that is for your tracking and reporting dashboard. So all of our campaigns come with those. So like I just mentioned, you can track and monitor everything that's included. So with that, you don't have to create one or anything like that. Tomorrow afternoon, once we finish up the client interview, we're going to provide you with those credentials. So you can kind of exit out and, you know, kind of disregard that page. You won't need that till tomorrow. And in the meanwhile, I'm just going to send over, I know I sent them over already, but I'll just send over the YouTube video and also the example of the dashboard. So you could kind of forward it to your son, so you could kind of look at what's kind of coming with the programming and what's included as well, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome. Other than that, I mean, welcome to the team. If you ever have any questions, feel free to call us. And, just be expecting that call here tomorrow. It'll probably be me and the technician that'll call you. I just want to introduce you to the gentleman that's going to be handling the marketing and creating the content for your campaign, okay?
How does I've never done a three-way call before. How does that work? You guys handle that on your side?
Yeah, on our end. Yeah, no. It'll just be a regular call coming in. So you just answer it, and then, yeah, it'll be on our end. We'll both be on the line, and then I'll disconnect, and I'll leave you with the gentleman. So you don't have to do anything on your end. No, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying my son will be called also.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't know if you know how to do it through your phone. Do you know how to do it through your iPhone as far as the three-way calling or no?
No, I don't. That's why I was asking, no.
yeah, I don't know if we have the capability to do that as far as calling out to a third-way line, a three-way line. But let me see here. I think the technician should know how to do it. I know I could do it on my end, but I don't know if they've been trained on how to actually merge a three-way call. But I'll have it notated that, hey, you're going to want to merge your son on a three-way call. So he could at least kind of be prepared to kind of know how to do that once he calls you tomorrow. But do you have an iPhone or no?
Yeah, we've I've got an iPhone. He's got a Google Pixel.
Oh, nice. But yeah, so do I. I have a Google phone myself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. But I've received phone calls in the past. I'd be talking to an individual. All of a sudden, he'll say, "Do you mind if I add so and so on the call?" And they'll add.
Yeah, we could do it. Yeah, we have the tech. We have the thing to do it. Absolutely, I do it all the time. So yeah, he should be able to do it. And, yeah, we should be able to get your son on the line. If it makes it easier for you, we could also call him first to kind of answer for the client interview, and then we could kind of merge you to kind of have him do it. But whatever you prefer, I'm sure maybe calling you would probably be the best bet just so we could kind of get the ball rolling with the main owner, and then we'll just merge the call on our end. So, yeah, no worries. Thank you for letting me know you wanted us to do it for you, so.
Yeah, no problem. All right. So then after this phone call tomorrow, which is Friday, 6 o'clock local time, and then you guys go to work on the campaign. That's
correct. Yeah, it's an important phone call, so you know, I mean, try not to miss it. It's just really important that we gather content. We want to make sure we're representing the years of expertise, the ad correctly, everything that has to be exactly how you want it. And before anything ever goes live, we do send over just like a revision email, so you can kind of say, hey, these are my keywords. These are the ones I want to take out. I actually want to add more. Just before it goes live, you could always kind of view and kind of see exactly how it's going to show. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I hope it proves to be a fruitful venture.
Oh, you're going to love it. Yeah, it's going to be great, no doubt. And thank you for being patient and also calling in. I know it's been a couple weeks, couple months that we've been trying to collaborate and lock this in for your business. And thank you for giving us an opportunity. I know you're going to really love the programming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope so too. And one last thing. I remember when we talked initially, I think it was closer to January, you mentioned that once someone like myself signs up with you guys for my particular zip code and we establish a radius, a service area radius by zip code, nobody else can come back in that territory. Nobody else will be given like priority or higher rankings, as you call it, I think is the
That's
term
correct.
You use. That's
correct. Yeah, we can't work with anyone else in your area or territory that does what you do. You know, just so we can focus. It's kind of like a conflict of interest, right? We don't want two people up there if we're focused on getting traffic to your business. So absolutely, right. Within our company, you'll be the only one to work with just so we can maximize results. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, sounds good. Then I'll look forward to hearing from you guys tomorrow afternoon then.
Yep, have a great evening. Thank you again for choosing Local Splash. Thank you, Rob. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.